You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. I am so glad that you found me today. I am Shirley, a clinical hypnotherapist, coach, and advocate here in Southern California, and a glittering rainbow girl going way back. My specialty is working with the LGBTQIA community, the kink community, the BDSM community, anybody that just doesn't feel like, you know, that they have someone to go to. And they don't fit in any traditional sense, and that's fine. But you all, you know, everybody needs somebody to talk to. So I wouldn't have it any other way, because that's just who I am. So I hope today we get to have a little fun. You might get some information, bring a smile to your face, maybe a little giggle to your heart. Who knows? Anything can happen on my show. So we know how we're going to start the show. Now, if you're brand new, it's important that you're in a nice, safe place. And by safe place, I mean you're not driving. You're not heavy machinery. You're not in the middle of working on something that is really important. So safe place. So what I want you to do is, if you're in that nice place, I want you to take a deep breath in. Hold it. And exhale with a smile. Now we're going to do part two. And I love part two. If you're new, you'll not love to know that part two. Anyway, so the first thing we're going to do is, still in that safe place, wiggle your toes. Come on, wiggle your toes. Inside your shoes, outside your shoes. I don't care. It's a little nippy today, so, you know, I got my shoes on. Now, I want you to wiggle your butt. Come on. Come on. Scrunch them buns. Come on, wiggle. And go for it. Because you can't not smile when I'm telling you to squeeze your cheeks in and you're wiggling your buns. Just doesn't happen. Now, next thing I want you to do is take that next deep breath. And as you exhale, I want you to say the best affirmation. I got this. I can do this. It's going to be okay. Anything that you need to do to keep you going. To keep that mental health kind of in check a little bit. Something that's upgoing. That's what we want. If you got an extra second, which I hope you do, you want to wiggle that neck. Come on, roll the neck. Roll it. Let's hope it doesn't crack. Just roll it. Because right now, in the last like minute and a half, you have now relaxed everything, all your little muscle groups from your toes to your nose and your neck. So how about that? And now we can start the show. So, like I said, I'm so glad that you found me today. And if you're brand new, I hope to keep you. And the way we keep the show going is by my Patreon members. They mean the world to me. And I've started putting a little more swag on there. We got some Hypno Fairy Godmother stuff because we all need swag. That's how we roll. So today, it's just me, no guests today, which is fine. We're good because I want to cover a little bit different. We always talk about Weeble Kung Fu. And by Weeble Kung Fu, that means that if one thing doesn't work, the next thing will. So you don't have a chance to give up. Everything that you have in your toolbox is right there for you. So every once in a while, I like to add little things to your toolbox. And if you try something and you're like, I'm just not feeling it, that's fine. Put that one aside. It may work later. It's just not working right now. And grab the next thing. Because as they used to say with little Weebles, they wobble, but they don't fall down. So we just keep on going. And today, as I was trying to think of what we wanted to talk about today, I thought of something that people bring up all the time. And it does have a connection with hypnosis and well-being, but it's a little harder to explain than I would have thought. So I bring to you the law of attraction. What is it? And how does it affect your mental health either way? People don't think about these things. I know lots of colleagues and other professionals that specialize in the law of attraction. And they may not appreciate that I'm kind of making this part a little bit my own. But I think that that's one of the things about the law of attraction, is that you can actually make it your own. And if the way I'm explaining it doesn't quite make sense, or you want more and more and more, you can go online and you can find tons of people that specialize in this. So if you ever saw, heard, or read, you know, The Secret, it was all about the law of attraction. And, you know, they break it down. And the way I like to break it down is, if you put out positive energy and positive thinking, you get what your heart desires. It may be, you know, and it's going to be a little harder, you know, whether you believe that sentence or not. This is how I'm going to kind of explain it. So the first, from a mental health standpoint, because that's my gig. From a mental health standpoint, I always recommend that you start every project with positive thinking. Because if you start a project or you start anything and you're immediately telling yourself that it's not going to work, then it's not going to work. Now, on the same token, if you tell yourself that this is the greatest thing you've ever tried, and you're going to keep going and going and going and going, and you're just going to think positive, that's great. But the part that they tend to leave out sometimes is, although law of attraction is all about that positive thinking, you actually have to do stuff, like do things to move yourself towards that goal. You can't just sit on your couch and think positive and, you know, which I would love it if we could, but you actually have to put some effort into it, you might say. Which is why, if you put out the negative while you're doing it, then that's what's going to happen. If you put out the positive, then you got a better shot, because you're working on each thing. You know, you're working on it and you're thinking of all the positive ways that it's going to help or get you that one step further, which is great. Now, here's the interesting thing. I put into my computer, I put into the search engine law of attraction just to see what would happen. And did you know that there are 3 laws of attraction, 5 laws of attraction, and 7 laws of attraction? How confusing is that? And although they might seem a little closer, you know, some might add a little, but it does actually get really confusing. And I'm not sure whether it's the, you know, beginning, middle, and end, or how you want to start. But it was interesting when you look it up. First, you have to have some background before you even know whether you're going to do the 3, 5, or 7, or if none of those really apply to you and you just want to stick with the golden rule, which to me is positive in, positive out. It's the way it works. I believe that, you know, when you do start a new thing, start a new, whether it's a career, whether it's, and here's the thing, people think that it, law of attraction seems to be money, success. And I can tell you that I'm sure a lot of you too, that, you know, having a great mental health day and not worrying and not stressing about something that may or may not happen, that's better than all the money you can handle, because money doesn't bring you good mental health. It might help you feel better mentally, but, you know, you got to take care of you. And the law of attraction is all about, to me, it's all about taking care of you. And it doesn't have to be a thing. Do you know that you can do the law of attraction and it has everything to do with just your wellness, your personal growth, your well-being? These are things that you can also, you know, work with on the law of attraction. You don't have to say my business is going to be whatever, or I'm going to will to me, you know, with all of my heart and soul, the perfect partner or the perfect whatever. It's not about that. And the other thing is, it's better to start with little things. We've talked about the concept of, you know, little things that are achievable. You should always start out with doing little things that are achievable. Just little goals, little steps. This week, I know that I can. And finish that sentence. This week, I know that I will do. And if you start out with little steps like that, then you have a better chance of making it to the big goal. But if you start with the huge goal, I'm going to have a Fortune 500 company and everybody's going to love me, you know, you got less of a chance of being able to, you could get distracted really easily. And you could get fatalistic and just go, oh, well, that didn't happen in 20 minutes, so I'm done. So by starting with the little goals, little achievable things, whether it's law of attraction, whether it's your business, whether it's your person, your personal well-being and your growth and your journey that you're on. You know, when we start a journey, and law of attraction is a journey, you know, start with little things. You got to make it around the block before you can make it across town. Just the way it is. You know, it's the way that it works. And one of the first concepts that people kind of have to wrap their mind around is the understanding that the universe as a whole is filled with vibrations. Nothing is solid. Everything has a vibration and an energy surrounding it. And I know that's going to sound a little woo-woo for some of you, but trust me, science. Everything that you see as solid is actually made up of vibration and atoms and the energy flow. And so once you know that, then why should anything stop you? I know that sounds really unusual, but you know, every single thing from the stars, the planet, space, all the way down to the tiniest little grain of sand is all in constant movement. Things, you know, like I said, that may look solid, made of little atoms that are constantly moving. Made you have to think about that. And you're like, what does that have to do with the law of attraction? Well, stick with me. Because if you know that things are moving, things are constantly moving, then that means that you can constantly be moving too. Your energy, your personal energy, you have the power inside of you to make it go up or your energy level to go down. You have that inside of you. You have control. That's one of the things about the law of attraction that I think throws some people off, is that, yes, this works as long as you're moving towards a positive end. Just those little tiny steps at a time. And the most important thing is to know what you actually want. Basic 101. You can't say, well, I'd kind of like, it'd be nice if. No, know what you want. Before you start any law of attraction, know what your end game is. You know, your end game might be a successful company. Your end game might be making the best dinner you possibly could tonight. Your end game can be pretty much anything. But it's a matter of knowing, and don't just do a maybe or to go, this will happen, period. You know, keep it moving forward. Focus on gratitude. Focus on positive self-talk. we know that if things are getting bad, we're going to start talking crap about ourselves. Well, you couldn't do this and you didn't do this. And today I can't and I won't and I shouldn't. Well, if that's what you're putting out into the universe, that's what the universe is going to bring back to you. You're self-defeating before you even get going. You know, be intentional when you're talking about it. So you don't have to tell people that you're doing law of attraction or that this is something that you're trying. But when you talk about your projects or you talk about how you want to feel about yourself or a goal that you might have, talk about it in a positive, upbeat way, because that's what, when you say it that way, you're kind of convincing yourself if you're not there yet. So when you tell people about it, go, yeah, you know, I just started this side project and I'm really excited about it and it's going to be great. And talk it up, because that's more positive energy. You know, visualize your success. Picture yourself already at the end. What would that feel like? What does that look like? These are important things. A lot of people I know use vision boards. They create little vision boards, which, you know, I've seen them really small and I've seen them super huge. And you just put on there, you know, pictures of what you're looking for. Are you looking to have the best garden? Are you looking for your business? Are you trying to be the best possible you? All of these things you can put on a vision board. You know, go through magazines, or you can even do it online, where open up, you know, a Word document or a picture document and just start copying, pasting words of encouragement. You know, your little affirmations that I always tell you to tell yourself and read to yourself. This is where, if you've got those little affirmations, this is where when I say things like write it down on a post-it note and put it everywhere. Put it on your bathroom sink. Put it on the refrigerator. Put it wherever you need to that you keep seeing this. And just your affirmation, the I got this, the I'm moving forward. Every positive affirmation. Look through articles, look through magazines, do it the old-fashioned way. Look through magazines and find pictures that represent, or words that represent, what it is that you're trying to attract to you. Making sense? Okay. But here's the thing. Accountability is the big key. Because if you're saying it all the time, or you're writing it and you did all the vision board stuff and you've got all the affirmations, that's great. That is so great. But if you haven't done anything to move yourself forward, it's like, well, okay, you've said it, you've sounded enthusiastic about it, but what are you going to do? What do you have to do to keep everything moving forward? To get closer to that goal? Do you need to make more contacts? Do you need to write up a business plan? Do you need to start writing in your journal? What is it that you need to do to start aiming yourself towards that goal? Because like I said, just sitting on the couch going, please let it happen. We don't all have, you know, the genie in the bottle. These are important things for you to know. And like attracts like. I know. But that is one of the things that I read that kind of made me laugh a little bit. Because instead of just saying, stay positive, positive energy is positive energy, negative energy brings negative energy. Sometimes when you're reading these things, they don't always make sense. Or they try to over-explain. And some of us being overthinkers, You don't want somebody to be over-explaining while you're overthinking, because then you've now just narrowed right into a wall or a little corner, and nothing's going to make sense, and you're going to feel defeated. And that's not the point. We don't do defeated around here. You know, you've got this all inside of you. You have the power to make things happen. You read all the time about people that, you know, had horrible childhood, had the hardest time doing something, but they just stuck to their dream and stuck to their dream, and they made it happen. Know that although it's the law of attraction, doesn't mean it's going to be easy. Doesn't mean that because all these other people have done it, that you're going to do it right away too. I wish upon wish that, you know, that it was that easy, because we would all be farther along on our goals, you know, on our life goals, on our being the best possible me goals, you know, your job goals, your career goals. You know, you have to just keep moving it and thinking, you know, I'm the queen of lists. I love making a good list. So make a good list. Make a list that says, okay, I need to take these steps to get to this point. It's the equivalent of doing little things first. You know, you just can kind of keep going. Make yourself a list. And as you do each one of these, you know, celebrate for a few minutes. You know, you conquered this one, and then check it off. And you're like, and as you look at that checklist, there you are. You're working a little bit better. You're working a little bit easier. You're manifesting what you want. You know, you gotta have that just desire, that unwavering desire to know that this is what you want. But, and you knew that there was going to be one. You also have to take into consideration doing what's best for you. You know, I love to give you ways to keep your mental health in check. Little things that we do, like wiggle your toes and wiggle your buns, you know. But you want this to be an easy law of attraction, but not the law of obsession. You have to keep things in check. You know, you have to realize that it's not something that can overtake you. There is that balance and harmony that's keeping your mental health, your physical health, your goals, keeping all of these things steady, keeping all of these things going. Keeping everything to where it's even. Because if you start obsessing over making sure that this is the right thing and the proper thing and this is how you're going to do it, what are you leaving out in your life? Are you spending so much time trying to manifest something that you forgot to take care of you? You forgot to do your meditations. You forgot to do, I know I'm still going to keep going with that journaling thing, but you know, these are things that you've let slide. And even if you have the most successful business or the most successful project, if you've let yourself slide, it's not worth it. It is just not worth it. And I can tell you from experience, I have obsessed over things. And when you obsess over things, you don't always know when it's time to adjust. That's the other cool thing. With the law of attraction, you have a set goal. You'd have to know what you need. You're set. But what if something happens and you realize that you need to adjust? Do you have to start from scratch? No. But what you do need to know is you tell yourself, this is that positive internal talking to yourself, that, this has been great so far, and I love where we have begun, but I need to slightly adjust. I need to just, you know, I need to start thinking about it in a slightly different way. It's okay to adjust. It is absolutely okay to adjust. You know, because, okay, so let's say you don't adjust. You just stick to that goal and stick to that goal. And by the time you've made that goal, guess what? You don't care. So you have done all that internal work. You have done all of that, you know, the feeling of the, you know, you've done the harmony, you know, you got the right action, you've sounded excited. But if you didn't slightly askew to the left or to the right, and sometimes you may even have to take a slight step backwards. But, you know, a slight step backwards, as long as it's a slight step, sometimes you may even have to go, this is, you know, sometimes the law of attraction can actually tell you that you don't need or don't want what you were originally trying for. I know. It kind of works that way. So you've done all this work and you've written things down and, you know, you're present, you're there, you're focused, you're doing your mental stuff, and you realize that you don't even care about what you were trying for. It doesn't matter anymore because you may have actually gotten it while you weren't looking. Yep, crazy as that may be. Or you may decide that things aren't quite as important as you thought. Or whatever the project was might not have been as important. It's about taking care of you. And it's about noticing when it's time to stop, when it's time to adjust, and, you know, when it's time to start over. This is also not a one-time thing. It's not like you can only use this on one thing. You can use this on many things. You know, on your wellness and your well-being, on your confidence, you know, on your self-esteem, on making sure that you've done, you know, part of your manifestations can be, you know, making sure that every day you do that mental walkthrough that we've talked about, that you start at your head and you just kind of do a body scan all the way down, making sure that everything's kind of aligned where it needs to be. And it's just doing a personal mental health check. But I would always add that into my law of attraction. And I have used this, which is why I'm giving you the way that I've always used it, which has always been writing out my lists. And my lists are my goals. So you can either number them, just a random list. Start out with, you know, the one list, and then as each time you check something off, move it to a different column. You know, because you also need to have those things that show you that you are making progress. Nothing can get worse than if you think you're making progress and you look down at your list and you're like, I haven't done anything that's even on this list. Well, then you have to tell yourself, am I really after the right thing? Is what I thought I was going for not really what I thought I was going for? And that's fine. That's part of that adjusting. The law of attraction, you know, is sending out the positive vibes to the universe, you know, is telling that energy that you need it to like kind of morph in the direction that you want. But it's also about helping you understand you. Helping you understand, what are you trying to accomplish? We don't always know. You know, we may think we have an idea. I've used this with businesses. I've used this with side hustles. I have used this with, you know, other projects. And there have been times where I realize that I'm spending so much time trying to check things off that I don't care. I absolutely do not care anymore what's happening. It's not of interest to me. I changed my mind. And that's perfect. You're allowed to do that. Nothing says that you have to stay on a steady, straight path and never veer off of it. That's not what this means. And break it down, positive energy, positive in, positive out. Or actually, I think it'd be positive out, positive back in. That sounds a lot better. You know, and make sure, what are you doing to keep your mental health in check? Are you adding that? You know, are you trying to accomplish little things during the pandemic? Some of us are still stuck inside. Some people have a little more freedom. You know, do you have to set your goals so that you stay inside? Do you have to set your goals that maybe you can venture out a little bit? Are all of your goals going to happen online? Are none of your goals going to happen online? That's a little harder these days, but quite the accomplishment. You know, are you trying to, you know, get a better job? Well, if you're trying to get a better job or start your career, you can say, this is what I want. But if you never contact an employer or ask somebody how they're doing it, if you know somebody that has accomplished what you are trying to accomplish, it is so important to find somebody that has already accomplished it. That doesn't take away from your law of attraction. That doesn't take away from you. What that does is that's a step that you're taking to move towards your goal that you have to take, or you're just sitting on the couch wishing. You know, kind of a thing. So find somebody that's doing it. If your goal is to just make just a butt ton of money, find somebody that's doing it the way you want to. Odds are not many of us have, you know, rich relatives that are going to leave us all that money. That only happens in the movies, honeys. So if you want to make, you know, if you want to make the money, you better be doing something to kind of get you there. And there are tons of people out there that would love to teach you how they do it. But make sure you do your research. Don't want to get scammed. It's not the law of scamming. It's the law of attraction. And you're trying to attract the positive energy, the positive people, the positive notions, everything. Just keep it on the up. Because that's how we do it. But make sure, or I'm going to keep going back to this, where you have to figure out, you know, what you're doing while you're trying to make it to your goal. What exactly are you doing to nourish your soul? What are you doing to take care of your mental health? Right now, people are going through so much. I mean, it's been almost a year since this whole quarantine thing started. Can you imagine that it's been a year? So what have we done? What have you done? What have you decided to do? We were all hoping that this was going to go away quick and we could go back to our lives and we could go back to doing the things that we had always done them before. That's not happening. You cannot rely on what was before. We have to get creative. So this is the law of creative attraction. You know, things that we used to do, people we used to talk to, handshakes, the meetings, the everything that we used to do with another person or with a group of people that led us on our way. It's not there anymore. Now, I love the power of social media. I love the power of online conferences and calls. I've been able to stay connected with the internet more in some cases than I did before. It's kind of made certain things a little bit easier for me. Do I miss doing it the old-fashioned way? Most of the time, yes, I do. But you have to adjust and adapt. And part of what we're learning today is that adapting and adjusting are just fine. You know, it's not a one thing fits all, and it's not a boom or bust, which means that if you don't immediately get what you want, and by the way, nothing happens immediately unless you are the most lucky person, you have to work for it. But you have to work for it in that positive way. If you feel stuck, what is it that you need to do to get unstuck? Do you need to spend more time taking care of you, less time worrying about maybe a career? Because if you get to the career or you get to the end of your goal, but you're a mess inside, well, that's not going to work. So know that it's okay. Know that it's all right to do what you need to do on your way to getting to your goal. And your goal can just be being the best you. It doesn't have to be the end all do all. It doesn't have to be, you know, the greatest whatever it is. You can just be you. You can just be you, but still, you know, move forward. Becoming the best possible you, or becoming that person that you wish you would have had growing up, those are amazing. And those are law of attraction things. Those are things that I put forward every single day. Today, I'm going to do this, and that's going to lead me towards doing this. Today, I'm going to contact this person and this person to talk to. And that's what I'm going to do to get myself a little bit closer. I'm going to make myself more open. That's one of those little steps. So my goals generally have to do with me becoming the best me. For you, it could be an art show. It could be, you know, maybe being the best you isn't your goal. Maybe just being you. That's not so horrible. You know, you're unique. You're a one of a kind. I just, you know, want you to take care of you. It's not too much to ask for. Come on. You know, law of attraction is one of those things that you get to put in your toolbox. Your Weeble Kung Fu toolbox, and go, okay, for this project, this is the best way for me to handle it. For another project, it may just be slow and easy. For, you know, certain projects, you already know what to do. You already know how to handle it. It's not a big deal. But, you know, sometimes for bigger projects, we pull this out and it's another tool in your toolbox. It's just another thing that you can use to get you where you need to be. It works the same as every day starting your day with your 3 deep cleansing breaths. It's by ending your day saying thank you for everything that's happened for that day, good or bad. It's always, you know, end your day by saying thank you. End your day with more cleansing breaths. You know, do some circular breathing. You know, these are things that you don't want to have all of that extra stress just kind of bunching up on you. If that's part of your goal, then those are things that you can start doing immediately. How about that? Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're trying this for the first time, make sure that your plan is small, it's short, it's concise, to the point, you know, that it is actually achievable, and you know it's achievable. Things that you won't give up on. Start small. Some of us tend to start huge because we think that the big goal is the only goal that matters. It's not the only goal that matters. The little goals, those are the things that matter too. Those are the things that you need to accomplish on your way to the big goal. Because let's say that, you know, you have this big master plan and all of a sudden the opportunity is given to you. You didn't work for it. You didn't try for it. It was just handed to you. How much are you going to appreciate that? We don't tend to appreciate things that we haven't actually worked for. Now, take every lucky break that you can get. I believe that, you know, most of the time, if an opportunity is given to you, then it's the right time and you can handle it. But if it's something that you've been offered the opportunity for and you don't feel like you're ready, part of that's also knowing when to say no. It's a tough word. But sometimes you have to know when the best thing for you to say is, I'm not ready. That's also part of this law of attraction. It'll teach you when it's best for you to step back. Say, no, I'm not ready. But it can also be that time where you've put out all of this and you've been working really hard and this opportunity lands upon your desk or on your phone and you just have to say yes. And sometimes that's an even harder word than saying, no, I'm not ready. Because part of law of attraction is giving you the confidence. It takes a little extra time because you're moving around all these vibrations and you're moving around all of this harmony and you're trying to the right actions and you're putting it all out there. And that prepares you for your end goal. You're preparing yourself one step at a time so that when you reach your goal, no matter what it is, when you reach your goal, you're ready. You're ready for it. And you're ready to jump in with both feet, you know? And sometimes if you don't quite think you're quite ready, but you get an opportunity, sometimes you just got to leap because maybe that's the universe telling you that you're really more ready than you thought. I know. And see, that's the thing that I wanted to explain about the law of attraction is that I can say maybe this or maybe this. So can 2,000 experts. I can say I do it this way, and somebody else who's an expert can come in and say, no, you're doing that wrong. How can something that puts out positive energy, that puts out positive feelings, that helps make you content, that helps make you feel better about you, how can that be wrong? And you just have to tell them maybe it's not wrong. Maybe it's just different than the way you got there. I try to convince all the time. Sometimes things aren't wrong. They're just different than the way that you've done them. I've always done things a little different than other people. I know people that started their career and jumped right into it and landed everything successfully. And then they realized that they were so unprepared that they gave up on something that they thought that they loved. And then again, there are people that have worked for years and years to get to where that final goal is right there and they know they're ready for it. Depends on how you look at the world. You know, do you look at it as things that you're, you know, the things that you're ready for, the things that you aren't, half empty, half full? You know, if you always look at things where, you know, they say the glass is half empty, or is the glass half full? That's the difference between the positive and the negative. If you're going to attract something in your life, if you're going to attract an energy, if you're going to attract anything good in your life, you have to do it from a positive way, because negative intentions will not bring positive. It does not work that way. A negative and a negative does not bring you to a positive, especially when you're dealing with the universe, because the universe has other ideas. A year ago, we did not expect that we would ever be here, but here we are. It's not something we asked for, but the universe didn't ask us. So we need to make the best of what we have. And being the best, you know, making the best of what we have is an amazing thing. And it's hard, but I know that you have it in you. I absolutely know that every person that's listening to this can achieve one of their goals. I'm not going to say that you'll achieve it today, tomorrow, next week. I'm just saying that it's possible. I'm saying that sometimes to get where you want to be, you got to take a leap of faith. And that's not a religious saying. That's just taking a leap of faith. And that's the faith in yourself that you're ready to go. How did you learn that you were ready to go? You kept putting positive intentions out there. If you kept putting negative intentions out there, I would be really surprised if you actually got your goal to where it needed to be. So, you know, and if you're going to start things, you don't have to have a specific date. You don't have to have resolutions. You don't have to say, okay, well, I'm going to start on Mondays. Well, guess what? Today's Monday. So if that was your way of trying to rationalize it, you know, I'm going to start at the beginning of the month. I'm going to start on a Monday. I'm going to start at a, there's no time better than right now. If you know what you want and you know what you're going for, go for it. Start writing things down. Start listing what your goals are. Start with the little baby steps. Maybe that first goal that you've accomplished is actually starting. Isn't that a crazy one? As soon as you start and you tell yourself for the first time out loud, and I want you to say it out loud, this is what I want. My goal is, I will be, I deserve this. As soon as you say that out loud, you get to check the first thing off of your list, because that first thing is done now. The rest is just going and doing it. One little step every single day. If that doesn't work, go, okay, each pick a day. I'm going to take 2 hours towards my goal. Maybe I'm just going to be able to afford an hour towards my goal. That's fine too. Remember, baby steps are still steps forward. You know, isn't that amazing? So I hope I didn't confuse you too much about the law of attraction. That was not what I was trying to do. If you are brand new to the show, know that as I talk about Weeble Kung Fu and I talk about your toolbox, all of my past shows are up on YouTube. Any place that you get podcasts from, you just have to look up the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. All of my guest spots, you know, all of the guests that I've had on that have helped with what they do for their mental health. You may, you know, see one of my guests and go, I want to be like them. That's perfect. You know, you may go, I don't want to be just like them, but I want to be kind of, you know, but know that all of my past shows are on a podcast out in the middle of the world, or they're on YouTube. If you want to actually get to visualize the show, I redo and repost everything on my Facebook page, and you can find me on everywhere. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you name it. I am social media out there. So, you know, just, you got this. I know I say that all the time. I'm the you got this girl. But I believe in you. I believe that you can do anything that you really need to do and you really want to do. You just need to believe in yourself. So I want everybody, if you're back in that safe place, or you're in that safe place that you never left, we're going to take one more gigantic deep breath. We're going to hold it. We're going to exhale with a smile. Thank you for tuning in today. Remember to tell all your friends about the show. Download it if you missed anything. And remember to always smile, because people will wonder what you're up to. So please have a wonderful day, a wonderful week, and I will see you next week. And breathe. 1 more. And since it looks like we may have another minute or so on here, if you'd like the show today, I would love for you to become a Patreon member. Just go to Patreon. You can buy me a cup of coffee. Every little thing helps to keep the show afloat. So, you know, you have anything going on that you want the world to hear about, you know, go on my Patreon site. Who knows what you might find? We got lots of swag coming out. Got lots of everything. Because you are in control of your destiny. You. Which is always the most important person. Most important person ever. So have a good weekend and have a good week. And I promise I will talk to you next week.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.